My dad was a Jonathan Sr. was a kind, caring, loving, supporting father, very devoted to his children and his wife. I'm the youngest of the girls. I'm the middle child of the family, and he also raised a nephew that was like his son that lives up in Cotsby with us. He loved going to family gatherings and most of all spending time with his immediate family and his brothers and his sisters. We always flew over to Colima, Alaska to spend Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmases with my dad's side of the family. It was very nice. I just realized that he was, as a small kid, he was only working to provide for the family, to bring the pay bills, to put bread and butter on the table and buy stove oil and buy stuff for school and then make sure that we had a warm house and things to eat, you know, every day. He was a very good provider. When we went to Galena to visit the other kids, we'd always go back to the base and watch movies during Christmas time and ride around on the snow goes and walk around town and go to the store and buy ice cream and then go back to my grandpa's house or my uncle's house and stay in and then watch Christmas movies and look at presents and under the tree and look at all the lights. We were happy kids, you know, excited to be around my dad's side of the family for the holidays. When we lived out in Muldoon, my dad had a fun thing of doing is like he knows I'd be sleeping in the bedroom and then he'd pretend that him and mom were getting prepared to leave and then they weren't dressed up yet. And then he said, "Well, Sophie, are you ready? Let's go." And then he'd walk in the kitchen walk out to the living room with mom and I'd be laying in my bed and I heard them and I'd pop up and then they'd be in the kitchen and I'd run out real fast. And then my dad would start smiling and say, "Sue, I was just trying to get you up. I know it's early."